Have you ever wondered about having a conversation with mom and dad about their finances? Have you ever wondered if you should? We're going to talk about it today on Consider This Program. Join us. We'll give you some ideas, things to consider.
Joseph Clark is a certified financial planner and the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group, an SEC-registered investment advisory service. This material is being provided for informational or educational purposes only and does not take into account the investment objectives or financial situation of any client or prospective client. Those seeking information regarding their particular investment needs should contact us or another financial professional. The opinions expressed were current at the date of taping but are subject to change without notice due to tax law changes or market, political, and economic conditions.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This Program. I am your host, Joe Clark.
I'm Ken Dilger.
And I'm Angie Kinzer.
So here's the deal, folks. I'm a certified financial planner and the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. Done this for 32 years of my life. I am the fortunate one who gets to lead 27 very, very talented people at the company. And we get to talk every week about things that you need to consider, things that we see that happen financially. And Ken, because you love my conversations about IRAs, though you learn every time I do it, but you know, we talk about IRAs a lot because they're important. We have found a conversation that we're having to have more and more all the time with people about how to discuss finances with your parents. And, you know, life has changed a little bit. It's not the conversation, Angie, where, you know, I sit down with Kaylee and Kendra, 27 and 23, and ask them about their finances, right? It's the question where I sit down with my mom at 73,
right,
74, and say, hey, mom, you got this squared away, or is there something I need to know? So with that, I will turn it over to you, Ange.
Well, I knew that you wanted to talk about this, and I know that it's a really taboo kind of topic, kind of like politics, religion. I mean, one of the reasons is because of the generational differences. Sometimes the older generation, that's your money's just not something you talk about. So that was listed as one of the reasons why it's so hard to talk about, you know, money with your parents. It also listed the fact that parents may realize that they're slipping, and that's why you're coming, you know, to all of a sudden ask them these questions. Also, they might, I don't know, there might be a little element of shame or guilt, like, oh, maybe I didn't save mm-hmm. as much as I should have. So you don't really want to share that with your kids because
right.
you always hope that your children will do better than you. And
So I think the questions kind of break into threefold. So let's hit them real quickly. The first one, as I look at it, is, you know, Ken wants to make sure he loves his parents, and but he wants to make sure that his parents are not going to have to financially rely on him for taking care of them should their health begin to deteriorate, right? I think we live in a sandwiched generation where, and it's just because of the age of the baby boom, where we were responsible for our kids longer than we probably should have been. We wanted to, you know, the baby boom generation, my generation, we had a lot of huge blessings that we had, and we've tried to, you know, bestow that upon our children and give them better lives than what they had. And I think what we're seeing happen is people are going to retire and their parents are stuck at home, right? And some with financial assets, mm-hmm. by the way, and some without, but they don't want to leave. You know, it's, you know, my in-laws are in their 80s and in great health and great shape, you know, but if something happened to one of them where the other one couldn't take care of, where they couldn't take care of each other, I have no doubt that my wife would be saying, you know, we're Anderson based for a while. You know, so there's that. It's a conversation. Are you prepared for, you know, these things happening? The second thing then, and I say this all the time when I do my talks, I've yet to have, in 32 years, I've yet to have a couple show up at my office to talk about legacy planning and talk about anything but their heirs, right? They want to know when they die, who gets what, how they get it. And I have to look at them and remind them that 90% of the time, We fade away. We don't just die. 10% of us drop dead. 10% of us have accidents, heart attacks, strokes. 10%. 90% of us fade away. And the number one thing that we try to do or to help people is to protect them in the event they fade away. How do you know you're fading away? You know, I've yet to see any, I've seen kids take dad's keys to the car. I have seen that. I have not seen kids take dad's checkbook. I have not seen, you know, the spouse who runs the financial side of the coins. I've yet to see them take away the checkbook from the other one because they don't know that they're slipping, right? I mean, when you see somebody every day, you don't know that they're slipping, mm-hmm. right?
Especially if it's the one who normally handles all the finances. The other one may not even know that there's anything wrong if there's extra spending or if there's money leaving that account. They wouldn't even know.
And then the third one is you guys that are listening to the show have put in countless hours and energy and discipline into saving and accumulating what you have, right? I mean, that the money is not in those accounts because of some magical wand. I mean, you did the heavy lifting, right? You said no to things that you could have easily said yes to so that you would be able to have more money for retirement later on. And, you know, and people used to tell me, I don't hear it very often anymore, but people used to tell me, Ken, that you know, when they died, they wanted to hand the last dollar to the mortician, right? And then they usually kind of move along a little bit and say, okay, if there's anything left, that my kids can have it. And then eventually one of them will get there, well, if something happens, I want my grandkids to have something,
right?
And, you know, that's the common three stages of that. But why would I want to leave money behind to people who are ill-prepared or unequipped to handle it if I could take care of it today? And so one of the things that we do at the Financial Enhancement Group is called family bundling. If you are one of our families that we choose to partner with, we take care of your kids and your parents and your brothers and your sisters, even if they wouldn't necessarily have the financial assets to be able to come in and be one of our families in the first place. And we do it because we know at some point in time we're going to be responsible for those relationships as well. And so if you're, you know, our fees go down, the more assets you have, our fee percentage goes down. And, you know, your kids at 25 may not want to call you and ask you about a Roth IRA, but they will call and talk to my 30-year-old planners, right? They, you know, they may not want to get stuck in a room with old Joe, but...
Well, and you kind of expect that when you come to a place like ours that you're going to talk about those things. And we have so many tough subjects that we talk about that they may not have even considered. I hear you say all the time, not all beneficiaries are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that's something that people probably don't talk about. You just assume you're going to leave everything equally to your beneficiaries.
Yeah, most 401ks, that's the two kids are the contingent beneficiary, or the three kids. And you really have to pay attention to what's Roth money, what's not Roth money, what their tax break, their tax burden is, you know, as a child, because they're going to pay the taxes. You know, so you've got kids that have alcohol problems and drug problems and gambling problems and marital problems, and you get other kids that have no problems.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, or you have some that have a much higher income and some that are self-employed and not making anything on paper.
Let's not talk down about the self-employed, will you?
Okay.
I guess I do work for a company now, but I feel like I've been self-employed my whole life.
Yeah.
Right. So anyhow, but that's the point, guys. It's, let's think about this. And if you're ready to get your family in the right mindset over the future generations of your finance, just give Angie a call at 800-928-4001. And that Next Steps meeting will make it very, very simple. We will invest 90 minutes together. And in that 90 minutes, we're going to give you things that you need to consider today about the five critical elements. That's your life after work. It's your tax planning for this year. It's the investment playbook. It's life happens. And it's the legacy plan. We'll give you things you need to consider today, things that you're going to want to consider in the future. And if we choose to partner together, we'll tell you what FEG will do for you as a fiduciary. We don't sell things. We provide professional advice. We would like to invite you to call in, talk to Angie, 800-928-4001, and find out about a Next Steps meeting. See if you qualify. Sit down, you can talk with one of our advisors, 800-928-4001.